Hi, it's Rachel.
And it's Megan.
And it's the weekend. We wanted to get you a little update on Lala Kent from Vanderpump Rules.
Oh?
Yeah. She apparently said she's stepping away from the show. She told E! News this week. I know, she said, I felt like it was too much of a negative impact on my day-to-day life. There was not enough good to outweigh the bad. I've also worked so hard on my talent as far as singing and acting goes, and no one has really recognized that. It's just been a bunch of slinging, and I don't care to be a part of anything like that.
First of all, my reaction is that I'm heartbroken because I love Lala.
I know, me too.
Second thought is, who would James possibly hang out with now?
Because he's an island now.
That is his one ally.
Right.
But then third, I kind of agree with her in the way that, like, yeah, I haven't really seen her acting or modeling. So if
we get to see other people's.
Right.
Right.
So maybe. Yeah, I guess I kind of get it from that standpoint.
But also, it's like she has admitted that she's been very negative. So, like, if she tried to be more positive, maybe it would be a more positive experience, Lala. See, we just want her to come back.
Yeah, just stay. So, speaking of other beautiful blondes in our lives, Blake Lively.
Yes.
Children.
What?
Have made their debut.
Children.
Yes.
Not child.
Right. Because she had one. We never saw it. It was a little girl named James.
Right.
Then she had another daughter.
Wait. A little girl named James.
Yes, which is actually, it was on my baby name list.
For a girl?
Yeah. I love that name for a girl.
Spelled like the way you spell James?
One of the most famous 90s models, James King, who's now Jamie King. But she was James King. And it was like a big deal. And anyway, so we never saw James, but then she had another baby. We still don't know that baby's name, but both made their debut because Ryan Reynolds was getting a star on the Walk of Fame.
Oh, so they were like, you know, any occasion to bring out the kids.
So, right. You know, beautiful, obviously. You should go to bravotv.com to look at the photo of the two little girls. Like, the older one just has perfect little blonde ringlets.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with Ryan Reynolds and his parenting tweets, but they're hilarious.
Oh, yeah. What is his, it's like...
At Van City Reynolds. But he's hilarious. He just says the funniest things about, I'm not a parent, I don't know, but I find them really funny, so I imagine that parents would find them even funnier.
Yeah.
He's just very, like, Deadpool-y, dark humor-y about it.
Right.
Very funny.
But I am more amazed that, like, any couple that's in the public eye could keep their children a secret. Like, we still haven't seen Ryan Gosling's children. Like, they're
right,
two now.
Right, that is crazy. And they're probably beautiful.
Right.
Those are two beautiful people.
But my question is, like, are you not taking them outside the walls of your home?
Right. How do they stay so secret?
Right.
Well, I imagine they have big homes.
Maybe they're like Barbara Streisand, where she has, like, that little shopping center underneath her home.
Oh, right. So that's all she doesn't have to go out to the
right,
world.
Right, so.
Everyone only sees the left side of her face.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Is the left her good side? The right? Barbara's someone that makes people switch. I don't know if I have. I've never looked too hard to find out if I have a good or bad side. Do you know your good side?
No, I think they're both mediocre.
Oh, don't say that. That's not true.
Well, this has been your weekend dish.
Do you guys have a good side and a bad side? And if you know, it's still kind of the beginning of the season for Vanderpump. If you're not caught up, please go to bravotv.com or the Bravo Now app where you can watch.
Watch Lala while you can.
Watch Lala while you can, because apparently she is stepping back.